Waking you up
with McDonald's. Free range Irish eggs make the best McMuffins. Proudly supporting Irish farming.
Start it up.
It's never been done before. It's never been done before. It's a world first.
We think.
A radio show. Presented by Three Daves.
It's April Fool's Dave on Spin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is April Fool's Dave. This was not a joke that we were talking about, although maybe it should have been. But this is real. This is April Fool's Dave. If you have not been with us, then hello, good morning, welcome on in. It's 3 minutes past seven on the 1st of April 2026. And for the last couple of weeks, I have been doing the show with a guy called Padraig Wilson McCarthy. He said yes to doing 3 weeks on the show while Emma was off on holidays.
Great man.
And Fiona is on maternity leave.
Fair
Padraig
play.
Then told me he can't do April 1st. So I said, just to spite him, why don't we put on the best radio show ever? So what I decided to do was April Fool's Dave, where myself, Dave Hammond from Spin, Dave Moore from Today FM and Dave Duke from iRadio join in on the show for the full breakfast show, and we have a bit of crack. Welcome, lads.
Thanks.
Good morning.
This is exciting.
It is so exciting. So what I thought we'd do to start off was a pledge of Dave Legions.
Of course. I mean, we do it every morning ourselves.
Yes.
So great to do it live on Spin.
Are we sure we want to share this with the world?
I think that's the risk we have to take on April Fool's Dave.
Fair.
If that's okay with you and fellow Daves listening.
I'm not a risk taker, but I understand the principle.
If you are a Dave at any point listening this morning, 0877 11 1038 is our number. Get involved. Honorary Daves, welcome. So please, boys, repeat after me. I, Dave. Promise to be the best Dave I can possibly be.
Promise to be the best Dave I can possibly be.
I promise to respect and listen intently.
I promise to respect and listen intently.
To the Dave on the left of me.
To the Dave on the left of me.
And the Dave on the right of me.
And the Dave on the right of me.
I will not outshine any Dave.
I will not outshine any Dave.
No matter how obvious it is that I'm the best Dave.
No matter how obvious it is that I'm the best Dave.
I will laugh at all Dave jokes.
I will laugh at all Dave jokes.
Especially Dave's bad jokes. Dave be with you. It's going to be a fun show, lads. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wacky. It's going to be weird. Happy April Fool's, Dave, to you and to everyone who celebrates. Let's kick it off. 5 past 7, Milky, Mall Grab, Just the Way You Are. This is Spin 1038.
April Fool's, Dave.
Three Daves present a radio show. Dave Hammond, Dave Moore, Dave Duke. Good morning, guys.
Good day.
April Fool's Day, for me, April 1st, every year kind of seemed to be the same thing. My mother would wake me up, no matter how old we were, and get us ready for school. No matter if it was a Saturday.
Oh, right.
Or if we were 25. So that was my mom's joke.
I just love the idea of her getting an adult ready for school. Yeah. Mom, I know it's a joke. I literally have a job.
No, but you kind of have to do it to please her. I get it. Just to mause her. And then I remember once she was like, there's a swan down the tree at the back of the garden. I was like, that's nuts. And I ran down as a 19-year-old. Ran down the back of the garden. And no swan, of course. But I do enjoy a corporate April Fool's joke. But I have one rule. The rule is it has to be done on April Fool's Day. It has to be done on April 1st.
Surely that's the basic premise of the whole thing, right?
So last night or yesterday, Aer Lingus and Ryanair kind of came to blows. A little bit of bitchiness kind of going on Instagram. Basically, Ryanair have put up something saying, after careful consideration, we've decided to shift Ryanair's communication style and tone of voice. As you both know, Ryanair is quite tongue-in-cheek when it comes to their social media.
They are cheeky.
They slag their own customers and that kind of vibe. That's what they do, you know? They say, from now on, we will be adopting a more corporate and professional approach in our communications. Thank you for the last few years.
Okay.
Aer Lingus put up their own statement.
After
careful consideration, we can confirm April Fool's Day is tomorrow and some people are never on time.
Oh, that's good.
I thought that was
that's
clever.
Good.
Do you know what I mean?
I had actually planned on pranking both of you this morning.
Did you?
Yep. I was staying in a hotel in Manchester over the weekend and the mini bar was free, right? Which is a rare thing, and it was full of sweets.
Oh, class.
So I got two packets of Fizz Whiz.
Oh my God.
You know the popping candy?
Yes.
And the idea was I was going to come in and I was going to hilariously put it in your coffee. But then I forgot. And then about 3 seconds ago, I put my hands in my pockets and went, oh, the Fizz Whiz. So now I'll just give you Fizz Whiz.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You have it. But I didn't think
I was wondering why you were looking so devilish when you came in.
Yeah, it was all full of it.
Morning,
and then
boys.
I just got distracted by making my own tea.
Did you ever fall for an April Fool's Day joke?
I was put out of bed and, oh my God, you're late for school. Similar to you.
Same, yeah.
You're late for school. Come on. Got to the kitchen. Couldn't understand why it was so dark. And my uncles are devious gentlemen. Love them to bits, but my God, they love just taking the piss out of you. And they had put me up for school and it was 3 a.m. in the morning.
That's a commitment to the bit and I love that.
But the one that I still believe could actually come true, even though it was a bit of a corporate joke, Supermax opening a Copperfest Jacks was so believable.
I remember that.
I do.
Yeah, they done a collaboration post. Obviously, the two companies were talking to each other and they put out that a Copperfest Jacks was going to have a Supermax.
Brilliant. That's fantastic.
That could still absolutely happen.
Copperfest Max.
You need to get onto them.
Come on.
Brilliant.
It's there on a plate. It's ready.
I remember a couple of years ago when it was just kind of starting, the corporate kind of places were starting to do April Fool's jokes, and it was Google. And they had convinced me that they had created a new feature on every phone if you had downloaded the Google app called Google Smell, and that they could give you certain images, like pictures of a strawberry or pictures of maybe chocolate or pictures of celery, and they would go, smell it.
Smell your phone.
And I...
You smelled your phone?
I smelled my phone. It was a really low moment.
Actually, that reminds me, and this is true, if you want to know if you have bad breath, lick your wrist.
Yes.
And then smell it. Yeah. And then you'll know if you have bad breath or not.
Okay. Not an April Fool's Day joke, though.
Well, unless you... I think he might want you to try it.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was true.
No, yeah, see.
Yeah.
He fell for it.
He did.
But it does.
Hook, line, and sinker.
I literally told him you wanted him to do it, and he still did it.
I stayed silent there, and fellow Dave just set you up.
You're telling me that's not true?
No.
Why not?
Because you actually have to lick your elbow.
I'm not that thick. I may be the thickest Dave, but I'm not that thick. Olivia Dean playing for you right now. So easy to fall for Dave's jokes. I could be the. This is a radio show on April 1st, presented by three Daves, myself, Dave Hammond, Dave Moore and Dave Duke. And I thought this morning we would see if the Davey senses are tingling.
Ooh. Right?
Basically, we got three callers lined up ready to talk to us. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and we're going to ask the caller questions about themselves. After those 30 seconds, we're going to put our heads together and guess if it's a Dave or not.
I can smell it, Dave.
The one question we can't ask.
I'm not as confident.
Is what's their name?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That is fair.
It'd be very easy.
I'm even less confident now.
So will we go for player one?
Player one.
All right, player one, good morning. 30 seconds on the clock. How are you this morning?
Good.
Okay. And what are you doing for work later on?
Carpenter.
What do you want for breakfast today?
Scrambled eggs.
Where would you go on holiday?
Spain.
Where are you from?
Cullman.
Do you have a friend named Dave?
No.
Well, you do know.
Three friends named Dave. Okay, I...
Let's together.
I got a real strong Dave feeling off this.
Do you? I don't.
You don't?
Dave, Cullman, Spain. Just a scrambled egg? Did he say?
Scrambled egg. There was a thought before scrambled egg because he doesn't want scrambled egg. He was lying there. But I think everything else was true when it came to Daveness.
Like scrambled egg Spain. To me, that's a Dave.
I vote Dave. I vote not Dave.
Okay, I vote yes, Dave.
I vote yes, Dave.
Okay, so the verdict is you're a Dave.
Or a Paul.
Are you... Player one, are you a Dave? Please reveal your name.
My name is Dave.
Yes! I knew it! I felt it in you, Dave!
That was brilliant. I'm so sorry. I couldn't see it in you.
Absolutely delighted.
I can see how the rest of the show is going to go. Dave, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks,
love
Dave.
You,
Dave.
Thank you for being here.
No problem.
Have a great
day.
Bye, Dave.
Okay, so what is it that you were picking up on?
So he was spoofing about scrambled eggs. He doesn't want scrambled eggs. He wanted something else. But I just knew by that, like we could trust him.
bit of cheekiness about him. Man goes to Spain. I don't know. Just
see, the one word answers got me because I was like, no, a Dave would never do one word answers. I thought it was Spain.
He's playing a role.
Eggs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It put me off a little bit. Shall we see if we can go again?
One for one in the shootout.
Right. One for one. Let's see if we can get two for two. No matter what it is, I'm going with you guys. Let's go with player two. Player two, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. I'm going to ask, where are you from, player two?
I'm from Monaghan.
What's your favourite colour?
Black.
Where would you go on holiday?
Morocco.
What do you do for work?
I drive one of the Viking buses.
No, you don't.
What time did your alarm go off today?
6:30.
Say Cavan.
Cavan.
Oh.
I think you're a stinky liar.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's a Dave in there.
And I don't think he's from Monaghan either. I think everything he has told us is a
man from Monaghan drives the Viking Splash Tours.
By the way, he said bus. It ain't a bus. It's an amphibious vehicle.
Which you would know.
And Moore knows those things. He knows those things.
Player two, we think you are not a Dave.
A Cormac.
Please reveal your name.
My name is Dave, lads. You're dead wrong.
Ah, you got us.
But everything they did tell you was a lie, bar my name.
Yeah. See, we knew. That's why.
Picked up on the lies. We should have believed that Dave's are sneaky. Well done, sneaky Dave.
Well done.
So I was trying to take a page out of Dave Hammond's book there. Thanks, lads.
Dave, thank you very much for playing. Have a great day.
You too, lads. Take it easy.
Good luck, Dave. See you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Now,
damn,
this is just like last Thursday. Ecstasy and agony. Yeah. For redemption, we have one shot.
We do. And I think that the person on the other end of the phone should not lie, because we could tell either when they're lying or when they're not.
You
being
can tell them they shouldn't, but I mean,
but should know. We be good enough as Daves to know they are lying to us, but see through those lies to get to the layer that they are Dave?
Well, let's find out, shall we? With player three. Good morning, player three.
All right, lads.
All right. Now, I feel like, are you putting on a voice, player three?
No.
Where are you from?
Ballyfermot.
Where?
That wasn't even a word.
What postcode is Ballyfermot?
From Ballyfermot.
What postcode is Ballyfermot in?
Well, I live in Finglas now.
What postcode is Finglas in?
Where would you go 11. On holidays?
It's 11. Tormelinos, Bleeding Rapid.
In fairness, Tormelinos is Bleeding Rapid. It is Bleeding Rapid.
All right.
I had an uncle go to Tourmaline.
I think the fact that we've had two Daves, what we now need to do is ignore the person we've spoken to and look across the table at Callum.
Mm.
Is Callum the kind of person who would give us triple Dave on a already triple Dave, multiplying it by three, which is cubed, which is Dave 9?
I think, personally, yes, because I think it would be an anticlimax if this wasn't a Dave.
Although he would be gloating if we had gone Dave, Sheila.
Mm.
I think that's possibly Sheila on the phone.
I'm going to go with a Dave.
I'm going to go with a not Dave.
I'm going to go with a Dave.
All right. The votes are in. Player three, we think you're a Dave. Please reveal your name.
Dave, you hardly thought now you were going to do the show without me this morning, did you? It's Padraig.
Padraig!
Yes!
Oh, Callum, unbelievable!
I got you.
Unbelievable.
April Fool's Day.
How much did you nearly die when I asked you what postcode Ballyfermot was in?
I nearly dropped out of the bed. I'm lying in the bed. I'm only just up.
That
and
is
I didn't
so
even
good.
I didn't expect a word of it.
Say Ballyfermot for us as your character again, because I never
2 seconds. I need to bring the octave down about three levels.
Okay.
Ballyfermot.
The fact that you didn't even finish the suburb.
Yeah. No.
Ballyfermot.
Padraig, it's so good to talk to you. Well, I missed you dearly this morning, and you are back on the show.
Lads,
tomorrow morning.
I'll be back tomorrow, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm going back to bed for now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thanks, enjoy the show. Don't get too comfy, lads.
Have a great day.
Talk to you tomorrow.
That was excellent. Very sneaky, Callum.
Very sneaky. I'm good at my job.
An honorary Dave, I think. Brilliant. I was worried I wouldn't get my daily fix of Padraig this morning. Benson Boone, Mystical Magical. This is Spin. Good morning. There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Hey! That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
I love how quickly you all take to the clapping. And I like the little AA at the start.
Thanks.
It's added something a bit different to Don't Say the Same Thing. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down, a game where if you say the same thing we have written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Sandra is on to play to win herself €100 Just Eat voucher, €20 for each one. How are you, Sandra?
I'm good, thanks.
What's the story with you for the day?
Just after getting to work. I'm an outreach worker for Nova.
Very good. Did you say for Nova?
Yeah, for Nova, not Nova the radio station.
Ah, that's all right. For children who rah.
Interesting, Sandra. Very cool. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that we have written down, then Sandra, you lose. You get nothing to day, sir. But if you manage to say something completely different for five times in a row, you will win €100 Just Eat voucher, €20 voucher for every single one you get right, for every single round you get through. You're going to hear something. You're going to hear a question like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps, Sandra. The three beeps sound like this. You answer on the third beep. If you say Finglas and I've Finglas written down, then you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what me and the Daves have written down. All makes sense, Sandra?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Can we convert Sandra into an honorary Dave before we go?
We would like that.
We do it like this. We simply say, hey, what's your name? And you say Dave. Ready, Sandra? Hey, what's your name?
My name's Dave.
Yeah.
Well done, Dave.
Just for the sake of confusion, we will keep calling you Sandra. We would never take your name away. But welcome on into the Dave world, Sandra. The best of luck. Will we go with round one?
Okay.
All right. Don't forget, you're answering on that third beep. Round one, Sandra. Name any sport.
Cricket.
Cricket. With a bat and a ball. Interesting, because I have written down golf.
Oh, yes. €20 voucher.
€20 voucher, Sandra, in your pocket.
Woo-hoo.
Would you like to keep going or would you like to cash out?
Keep going, please.
Keep going. All right. Here we go with round two. I have not written the answers for these, but Dave Duke has and Dave Moore has. So here we go with round two. Name any type of clothing.
A bra, a lady's bra.
Well done, fellow Dave. I wrote down jeans.
Jeans!
Oh, very good. I thought when you were showing me your sheet of paper that you actually had written down bra.
I thought he was showing me his bra.
And I didn't know what I was showing you.
Sandra, would you like to keep going or do you want to cash out?
Keep going, please.
Good choice, yes. Good choice. Let's go for round three. Sandra, name any radio station.
Nova.
And it's over to Dave Moore for what Dave has written down. Dave, what have you written down?
In honour of Dave Duke, I wrote down iRadio.
Yay! Very good. Sandra, you have got a €60 Just Eat voucher. You got to keep going, right?
Stick it out.
Keep going, please.
Yes.
Here we go with round four. Sandra, name any man's name beginning with the letter D.
Dunica.
Great name.
My best mate.
Dave Duke, what have you written down?
Well, I'm not able to spell Dunica, but I am able to spell Derek. Well done.
Yay! 4 out of 4.
Very good, Sandra. You are through to the final round of Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. Are you playing on?
I'm going to play on, please.
Yes. Yes. Go on, Sandra.
For the €100 Just Eat voucher, this is where it gets tough. Choose one. Dave Hammond, Dave Duke, or Dave Moore?
Dave Duke.
It's over to Dave Moore.
I chose iRadio earlier on
for what?
In honour of Dave Duke. But I'm on Spin 103.8, so I chose Dave Hammond.
Yeah!
And you won! Well done, Sandra, Dave.
Sandra, Dave, congratulations. €100 Just Eat voucher on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Brilliant. Thanks, lads. Have a great day.
Good luck, you too, Sandra. Woo!
That's the way to do it.
Now, earlier on, I said, welcome to the greatest radio game of all time. What are your thoughts?
It's a very good radio game.
Yes, I think it's enhanced by more Daves.
Yeah.
As everything
is. The more Daves, the better.
You can say that.
Some Daves are better than others.
Wait.
We play the same thing. Don't say the same thing that Dave's written down every single Wednesday. Be with us again next week.
April Fool's Dave. Dave Reed.
Dave Rave. Okay, this was a suggestion who came in from listener Hannah.
Nice.
She said, why don't you, at the end of kind of every hour, each one of you, pick a tune that you want to have a Dave Rave to.
So what we thought we'd do is we'd all
pick a David Guetta rave.
That's a great show.
Dave would get a tune and play it as the last song of each hour. So, Dave Duke, you're going to go for this hour. Dave Moore, you're going to go for the next hour. I will finish off the show with my David Guetta song of choice. So, Dave Duke, from my radio, over to you.
I feel greedy for being able to go first because I can, from all the David Guetta songs, maybe there's too many. There is one that I keep coming back to in particular. I just want to make you sweat.
Good tune.
And actually, listen attentively, maybe for the first time in your life, to this song really, really closely. You will hear that 75 times in this song.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
you counted?
Yeah. maybe 64, 75. Count them.
Fantastic.
But it is a Dave Rave selection.
On the team up with Snoop Dogg as well, this is David Guetta. It's called Sweat. And it's on Spin. Can you be my David Guetta, Snoop Dogg.
Oi. I danced for the entire song. I didn't know. I never play music like this on my show.
This is April Fool's Dave. It's where on the 1st of April, myself, Dave Hammond, Dave Moore from Today FM, and Dave Duke from iRadio do a radio show. And when we were talking about this for the last couple of weeks on the show, listener Hannah said, why don't you do a Dave Rave? At the end of every hour, each of you pick a song from David Guetta. Well, we decided it would be from David Guetta, and we just have a bop.
Do you know that, that I once called David Guetta David Baguetta to his face?
Why?
It was a complete accident. I didn't even know I did it. I was interviewing him. I finished the interview and I said, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, David Baguetta. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
I also have a David Guetta story, but not a David Baguetta story. Okay. Was interviewing him and I was talking about money. You've loads of money. What do you do with your money?
You're so from the country.
Will you buy a cattle trailer?
Big job in Dublin there, David.
Please buy this. Anyways.
What's the tax in your Lamborghini?
Well, turns out we did ask him about Lamborghinis and Ferraris and he was like, I have no interest in driving. David Guetta is banned off the road in France for life.
That's why he has no interest in driving.
That's so rock star.
We didn't know that at the time. We kept pressing him on it.
Yeah.
Callum? Sorry, David Guetta.
I did try booking David Guetta for this show, but there's probably a reason why now.
It was me.
Well, it was either you or the fact that I was like stereotyping him racially. It was one or the other. Like
that's really
or
annoying.
It was a combination.
Maybe. Yeah.
I really want to interview him and annoy him somehow now.
David Baguetta in
if
a way.
If I ever have an interview, I'm getting on to the two of you. And
we'll give you all the best questions.
Sure, just any fellow Daves we get to interview, the three of us should just do it.
Yeah,
what idea.
Like even on a personal terms, outside of a professional working relationship, just, hey.
Without context, always.
A quadruple
the three
date.
Of us asking him questions. I'm a big fan of this. I'm a big fan of that as well. David Guetta, Snoop Dogg, Sweat. That was Dave Duke's choice. Well done, Hannah. This is a fantastic segment.
Well done, Hannah.
April nice Fool's work.
Dave. Love you, Hannah.
Thank you so much. You are an honorary Dave this morning.
Start it up. It's never been done before. It's never been done before. It's a world first.
We think.
A radio show. Presented by Three Daves.
It's April Fool's Dave on Spin.
Good morning, just gone 8, you're on Spin 103.8. It's not Emma, Dave and Fiona though, bizarrely. It's April Fool's Dave with Three Daves. Myself, Dave Hammond, Dave Moore from Today FM and Dave Duke from iRadio. How did we get this across the line?
I don't know, but the bosses have agreed to it and we're here now and they can't stop us.
It's brilliant. Yeah. I'm really, really enjoying it. If you haven't been listening, this is April Fool's Dave. It's where Padraig, who's been filling in for Emma and Fiona while they're off, couldn't do April 1st. So I said, just to spite him, we're going to put on the best damn radio show he's ever seen or he's ever heard. And that is what this is. And I hope it's living up to what I wanted it to be. This is April Fool's Dave. So, the match last night. Did you go? Did you have tickets?
I didn't get tickets. No.
You didn't. So when that link went around, you didn't get tickets to go to the playoff, the potential playoff final.
I didn't even see the link coming.
Did you
in.
Not, no?
I just thought it was sold out immediately.
Right. Okay.
And I like the way this fella gets access to everything.
Yeah, that is a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah. I love the way he also was coming out swinging. Oh, you didn't. Get
you
the
didn't
link.
Get it.
You didn't get the link
to the tickets to the North Macedonian game. My God.
Log into the Dave portal. Get the free tickets.
It could have been the Denmark game. It could have been the final playoff.
It don't been, talk to me.
How was it?
Yeah. It's all,
listen, it was?
It's always good to go to the Aviva.
It is. Now, yesterday I spent my entire radio show trying to tell everybody to support the boys in green and trying to stay positive and enjoy the fact that we're playing a friendly. It's a game of football. Let's go and do it.
They had 11 subs.
Yeah.
11 subs.
Friendly,
yeah, so. It was mad, to be honest. So they kind of took everyone out. Even Queevan Keller came off, Troy Parra came off after a while. They all kind of came off.
Do you think if you had to catch yourself, you could have got a run out?
I swear.
Amir Helgrimson.
I swear to God, this is what I said to last night. I went to put my housemate Ben, right? We were sitting there. And I turned to him. There wasn't much going on in the match. This will give you a real insight into my personality. And I turned to him and I said, you know the way some people say that in an emergency, most men would say they could land a plane. I could score a goal tonight.
Wow. Against professional footballers.
I could score a goal. I could. I'm looking at it and I'm going, yeah, I'd know where I'd be.
Dave Hammond, I coach football 6 days a week.
Yes.
You could not score a goal.
Man.
You could not score a goal.
Why not?
Because it is.
Even if it was a sitter.
Yeah. It is so hard. They are so good. They are so beyond mere mortals like you and me and everyone else. The North Macedonians would. The embarrassment.
Even the North Macedonians.
The embarrassment they would cause you on the pitch would be almost incalculable. So, no.
That'd be before I start playing football.
It's a pity you didn't say this earlier, because I don't think the North Macedonians have a lot going on, so they could hang around today and we could.
We could give it a try. Coach the team.
They haven't gone yet, surely.
They're staying in the hotel.
Somebody find the Macedonians.
Oh, look at that. Suddenly Samba is playing at home record.
No.
Let's get a squad of 23 Daves. Go out and see what happens.
This is Spin 103.8. Somber and home wrecker on Spin 103.8. This is April Fool's Dave. It's myself, Dave Hammond, Dave Moore from Today FM, and Dave Duke from iRadio doing a radio show, and we are having a ball. Tricky. But for now, we gotta get down to business. We gotta do the tricky 10, alright? This is where we ask you some questions. If you get all of them correct, you win €1,000. If you top the leaderboard, you win tickets to Niall Horan. It's pretty simple. You just got to answer some questions correctly. Now, we're all going to share the load, okay, on this one. So we'll split up questions and answers and things like that. And the best thing about it all is we've got an actual David on to play. Morning, David.
Morning, Dave. Dave and Dave.
Good hey, Dave.
Morning, David.
How are you this morning? What has you up so early?
Going to work.
What do you do, Dave?
I work in construction.
You work in construction.
Go on, Dave.
Fantastic.
A carpenter. You're a skilled craftsman.
A skilled Dave.
Good Dave.
And what are you building at the moment?
What am I doing today? I'm doing the banisters today.
Savage. Very cool.
Do you have to just install the banisters, or do you have to, like, you know, shape them out of raw timber?
Brilliant. Brilliant manly question.
Good question, Dave.
I'm installing them. I'm not shaping anything today.
Okay.
How do you hide the nails?
Another great question.
How do you hide the nails? I hope there's a good painter who'll put some filler over them.
Smart. Yeah.
Little bottle caps.
And then blame him if they're wrong.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. David, outsource it.
Yeah.
Welcome on in to the Tricky 10. All right, David, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and Dave's going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So when we ask you a question, be careful and give it a guess, no matter even if you don't know what the answer. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a pair of tickets to Niall Horan's show at the Tory Arena this November. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly this morning, David, we will give you €1,000 on the spot.
Oh my God, this is a brilliant radio show.
It's a good show.
Anything like that in my show.
Cueva is currently top of the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 55 seconds. David, do you think you can beat it?
I'll try my best.
We'll try it.
Go on, Dave.
All right, well, Dave Duke is going to ask your questions and he's going to count you in. David, the very best of luck.
Thank you, Dave.
Can you understand my culture accent?
You're okay, Dave. Duke, I do.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Ready to go?
Ready.
3, 2, 1. How many vowels are there in the name David?
Two.
David Schwimmer starred in Friends for how many seasons?
8.
David Guetta released a second album, Guetta Blaster, in the year 2000 and what?
Oh God, 6.
David Beckham won how many Premier League titles with Manchester United?
5.
Dathi O'Shea presents the Today Show on the channel RTE what?
2.
Dave Franco has been in how many Now You See Me films?
Three.
David Attenborough is aged 90 what?
Seven.
David Tennant has how many children?
One.
David Bowie was born in London. Can I finish since I started?
Please do.
David Bowie was born in London in the year 1940 what?
Nine.
All right, David. How do you think you did?
Terrible.
Do you think it is terrible?
Well, I thought you'd done great because I don't have the answers on front of me, so I thought you were tremendous, but...
All right, David, do you want to find out how you did?
Yeah, go for it.
Out of nine questions asked...
0, 1, 2
A score of two.
Two!
A score of two. Listen, two out of nine, though.
Meatloaf's second follow-up song. Two out of nine ain't bad.
Two out of nine ain't... That's grand. David, how do you feel?
Fine, yeah.
Okay, good.
Don't let it get you down.
You're not letting this rattle you, and I appreciate that. Dave Mork, how do we do on these answers?
Let's go through the wrong answers. David Schwimmer starred in 10 seasons of Friends, not 8. David Guetta released his album Guetta Blaster in 2004, not 6. David Beckham has won 6, not 5 Premier League titles. RTE1 is where you'll find Dahi O'Shea on the Today Show, not 2. David Attenborough is now age 99. He'll be 100 on the 8th of May.
Amazing.
David Tennant has 5 children, not 1. And David Bowie was born in 1947, not 1949.
Very nice.
They just didn't suit you, David. They just didn't suit you.
But you know what? We're going to send you out an IMC Cinema Pass just because you're sound. We'll send you out 2 IMC Cinema Pass.
Wow, you can bring another sound. David with you.
Yeah.
Or the painter who fixes your nail mistakes. Whatever you want.
David, have a fantastic day and thank you for joining us on April Fool's, Dave.
Take it easy, Dave. Have a great day.
See you, David.
Bye, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God, I'm loving this. All right, if you want to play tomorrow, where we promise there will be no Dave-related questions at all because it will no longer be April Fool's Dave, it's tricky in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 1038. Come on and take it on. If you top the leaderboard, which is only 5, I think you could do it, you would win those Nilehorn tickets. If you answer all 10 questions correctly, you will win €1,000 on the spot. All right, BB Rexha and Faithless right now, New Religion, April Fool's Dave on Spin. Deep in the night. Welcome to April Fool's Day. We must actually go over to Dave Moore now for something that you do on your show quite a lot.
Yeah, I do a thing on my show called Dave's Bad Jokes.
Yeah.
Twice a week, they allow me to tell terrible jokes. I don't make up any of the jokes. I'm not a comedian. I'm merely a delivery system. In much of the way On Post brings you the things you want from the internet, I bring
you
people
bring bad jokes.
The jokes.
Can I ask, have you tried good jokes?
No. No interest in good jokes.
Damn it, that's a good idea.
You can feel free to take good jokes if you like. Yeah, so this has been going on my show for years. I used to do a thing called Dave's World, which I think we should have
I remember.
And it was basically a chance for me every day to have amazing facts on the radio. And my co-host, another D, but not Dave Dermott, would poo-poo my facts. He didn't want anything to do with my amazing facts.
Okay.
So every now and again, I'd try and make him laugh with a terrible joke.
Love.
And then it turned into this thing. It spawned two, not one, two best-selling books.
Books.
Actual written words.
Guy.
What are we doing here with an author?
Well, you see, that's the thing. You say author, I say compiler, curator. I do have the biggest Word document in Barrow Media.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you...
Was that celebrated at a Christmas party?
Unfortunately, no. I don't seem to be getting the respect I need, Dave.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah, isn't it?
You're like the middleman.
That's exactly what I am.
Okay, fantastic.
I bring the jokes. So I thought today, because I love telling bad jokes... I thought on April Fool's Day, the day of pranks, that we should not prank the listeners, but we should do bad jokes. So we'll go around in circles and just do jokes. Now, we'll give a couple of tips. Start slow.
Okay.
Start small. Don't, if you've got a great joke, save it for round two, round three. You know what I mean?
Right,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how many we're going to do.
Well, can I ask, because I've heard your show quite a lot and I know your team are very good at the laugh after.
Really? Because I find my team... utterly disrespectful, if I'm completely honest with you. Particularly my producer, Maria, who makes faces at me while I'm attempting to convey humour.
Okay, right. But, okay, so shall we kick it off then?
We go
one each.
Go round in a circle. I'll go first. Dave Duke, you go second. Dave Hammond, you go third.
When we said that we were going to go round the table and tell a joke each, I was like, do you know what's funny? Or sorry, do you know what's not funny? Because we're doing bad jokes. Do you know what's not funny? ChatGPT.
Oh.
And so what I've asked it to do is to come up with jokes that include the name Dave.
Wow.
Or radio or April Fool's Day.
You are far more prepared than I am. I just went random. I don't know if that's okay, but that's what I did.
Please.
I'm not one to judge.
Okay. So. Right, so judge as you would. Laugh or don't laugh, depending on what you think of this.
Let's go.
What do you call a pile of cats? A meowton?
See, I think it's your delivery.
Yeah.
It's your delivery.
I'm very enthusiastic about jokes. Dave Duke.
Whoever invented dentures missed out on calling them substitutes.
Substitutes!
Fuppo. Fuppo.
I don't get it.
So
does
dentures,
that happen often?
No, yeah, it does. Does yeah, it? Cahill in particular on my show doesn't get a lot of jokes. So dentures are fake teeth.
Yes.
You take them out. They're substitutes for your real teeth. He said substitutes.
Maybe I can't pronounce my teeth.
Substitutes. Yeah. You see, you've got to be focused.
Yeah. Come on, Dave.
Sorry, my bad. Do you want to hear an AI joke?
Yeah,
I'd love to.
Dave told me he's on the seafood diet. He sees food and Dave eats it.
That's just a joke where they just put the word Dave in.
If they could do that for more jokes, that'd be great. Just add the word Dave in. What else have we got?
It's really annoying when you go to someone's house and they ask you to take your shoes off. Like 99 times out of 100, they don't even have a bouncy castle.
That was good.
I do like that one.
Are knock-knock jokes acceptable on Dave's bad jokes?
1,000,000%.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Tank.
Tank who?
You're welcome.
Dave haven't got that one.
Oh, I love this. All right. I asked Dave if he believes in parallel universes. He said, yeah, there's definitely one where I went to the gym.
Wow. These are actually worse than my jokes.
ChatGPT is going to take all our jobs.
Is it, Jet?
A lad sees a sign on a building site. So he's a handyman wanted. He goes up to the foreman, knocks on the door, says, hell yeah, I'm a handyman. The man says, oh, brilliant, can you do a bit of plumbing? No. Oh, right, you chippy, you do a bit of carpentry? No. Right, well, can you lay bricks? No, I've never done that. Well, what makes you a handyman? Well, I just live around the corner.
That's a joke that would get me.
I maybe wasn't paying enough concentration. I don't get it.
I love it.
He's a handyman. So handyman can do building things, but he can't do any of the building things. His handiness is that he just lives around the corner.
Ah,
yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
Well, I feel disappointed at myself. My apologies to you for not getting that immediately.
No,
it's
listen,
a disgrace.
It was a longer one too, which I enjoyed.
I kind of threw a little bit of there just to...
I went on a journey.
Yeah.
Dave, do you have one more?
What's a forklift?
What does a forklift or what is a forklift?
Oh, I think that was the delivery. I think
he's
You've pulled the rug out from under him.
Rewind. You do not remember the last 10 seconds.
Take two.
What's a forklift?
I don't know. What's a forklift?
Food usually. Dave Hammond seen my weakness and he went
for it. I'm so sorry. This is what I do. I do have one more, but I'm worried because I don't have it written down. It's been a while since I heard it.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And it might be really, really bad.
Let's go.
Paddy Englishman, Paddy Scotsman and Paddy Irishman are all talking about how they keep bees, right? And Paddy Scotsman says, well, I keep 50 bees in a hive and I get about a jar of honey a week. And Paddy Englishman says, well, I keep 250 bees and I get 3 jars of honey a week. And Paddy Irishman says, I keep 200 million bees in a hive and I get 17 jars of honey an hour. Paddy Englishman and Paddy Scotsman say, you're not worried about the bees. And Paddy Irishman says, feck 'em.
I can't be the only one who doesn't get that.
Please
joke.
Tell me that is ChatGPT.
No, it's I heard it on. Who is
but just feck them?
Feck them. It's an anti joke.
Right, okay.
There's no pun there. It's just feck them.
Wow, that.
Listen, Dave's book of anti jokes is going to do very well this Christmas. Dave Hammond.
Wait till you hear my uncle jokes. Listen. If you have any crap jokes for us, oh, it's 0877111038. I'm really, I went for it and it didn't land. And I'm.
But that's bad jokes.
That's bad jokes.
It was
memorable.
It was a memorable.
No
silence.
One will forget this.
I remember the look on his face and we didn't laugh. I thought you and I did very well, Dave. Duke.
Correct. We could point fingers at other people who are in the room.
Yeah,
we're also called Dave.
We should probably start this already. I think.
I won't be. Sometimes I won't be invited to next April Fool's Day. But I thought I'll redeem myself. If you didn't hear the joke, you can listen back on the podcast, Fully Charged Recharge.
I wouldn't
you
bother.
The podcast. It's fantastic. Well, when I started telling him, my housemate texted me and he was like, "You're telling the bees joke." I was like, "Yeah." And I was like, wait till the reaction. It was not good.
He is conditioned.
But I feel like I should go back and maybe redeem myself, if that's okay.
Okay.
With a joke.
Are we allowing this?
I think we should give him the opportunity. It was so bad that I feel it may adversely affect the rest of his life if he's not allowed to redeem himself.
Is this not like Dave Duke missing a penalty in the World Cup final, and then you get to another World Cup final and you're like, we just know the guy. We just know the guy to take the penalty for redemption.
I think you'll like it.
Okay, I will vote yes, but I will refer to my other fellow Dave to give the go-ahead. The Dave off the Dave's Bad Jokes, Dave.
Dave, this joke is so good that I told you it up in the canteen about 3 years ago, and you said, I love it, I'm going to use it on the show.
Oh, well then, so I think he should definitely, I don't remember it, but he should definitely do it again.
Oh, excellent, okay.
And it's quite fitting with us. What does a DJ name his son? Eric?
I see. He should have just done that joke.
Redemption is sweet.
Thank you very much. So I'm pretty happy with that.
Voice notes. Let's see if our good dear Dave listeners can do any better.
Why did the three Daves take over Spin? Because it's finally time for some Dave Time Radio.
Dave Time Radio. That's not bad.
Bit of a thinker. Bad.
Let's go for this one.
What does three Daves have in common? Their name.
I mean, I think the anti-joke has happened again, to be honest with you.
April Fool's Dave.
Welcome to April Fool's Dave. If you have no idea what's going on, basically, this is a radio show hosted by three Daves for one Dave only. It's myself, Dave Hammond from Spin 103.8. It's Dave Moore from Today FM. And it's Dave Duke from iRadio.
Good Dave.
Hello.
Good Dave to everybody. Now, this is obviously just for one day, so we're having a lot of fun. However, one of us has to leave. Has to go and do a radio show at 9 o'clock.
Too good for us, Dave.
Why can't you work on a radio station where breakfast shows end at 10 a.m.?
Because 9 o'clock is the best of all of the hours. And it? I need to own it. And Ian Dempsey gives it to me every day and I'm very grateful. Thanks, Ian.
He's so good.
He is. Yeah, no, I have a radio show starting in 16 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay, fantastic. So, not long of Dave Moore left.
No, I have to go. I've worked it out. I do have to be there.
That's fair enough. And listen, we understand and we appreciate you even joining us for the first 2 hours. What I was thinking maybe we could do is if we could get some Dave Moore isms, and we could just kind of play them out.
Like those old fashioned, remember the internet soundboards?
Yes, exactly.
Are we building
get to
one?
The job. Get to the job. That's all I ever remember is from get to the job.
That's one. Perfect.
Oh, okay, right.
Well, that's a real Dave Moore-ism, I think. He says it all the time. You never hear him not saying that. Maybe Dave,
do we give him scenarios?
Do you have some maybe Dave Moore suggestions?
Not to start on a negative note.
Oh, right.
But I don't want us to get away with saying things that you might disapprove of. So if we were to say something that Dave Moore disapproved of, how would you react?
Oh, I don't like that now very much, Daves.
Okay.
That's useful. Maybe we need to flip that.
Will you give us a positive one?
A positive one. That's a great point, Dave Hammond and Dave Duke.
Excellent.
Oh, that is successful.
It's so useful, I think. Like, these are, they feel really natural.
Maybe if we have someone else on who isn't called Dave, maybe you want to make them an honorary Dave?
Well, I think you'll be an honorary Dave today.
It's a little laugh. It's killing me.
Is it convincing? Yeah.
It is so convincing.
Good.
I love it. Okay, so basically throughout the show, even while you're doing your radio show at 9 o'clock, you'll still be here.
That's
is there
so
anything
helpful.
Else that we don't need to hit anything? We've hit the positive, we've hit the negative, we've hit the honorary day.
I mean, maybe just a general like ooh, laugh in the background. Please, go. Unbelievable.
And now you all listening know that Dave Moore's laugh is fake.
Also, you know there'll be nothing in the rest of the show that would deserve a laugh that big. I guarantee you. Although I do have a surprise for both of you, Daves.
Oh.
So I am leaving in now 14 minutes to do my own radio show. But my surprise is happening when this radio show finishes just before 10 o'clock.
Yes.
you will not be leaving the world of radio. You will not be swanning off as you DJs tend to do at 9:59, heading for the golf course or whatever it is you guys do.
Don't tell me we have to do another 3-hour radio show.
No, but what you do have to do is walk through the door from this studio to the other studio from where I do my radio show. And we are going to have a special Dave-themed music master.
Yes! I'm so game for this.
Dave Hammond versus Dave Duke. A Dave-themed music master.
Oh,
it's
no.
A quiz I do on my show every day.
Oh, God,
it's a musical
sweating.
Knowledge quiz. And you're going to be put to the test. And you won't be able to win, but you will allow people to win either a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones and tickets to go see Lewis Capaldi, or the booby prize, a Dave Moore mug.
I love this game.
I love it too, and I'm sweating about it.
So we do it at 10 a.m.
You come straight in the door live, as soon as you're finished, live on Today FM.
On Today FM.
This triple Dave scenario will continue on the National Airwaves.
Oh my God.
Excellent.
I feel like I've made it. Even though we both are presenters on that station, I feel like now we've made it.
We've made it.
April Fool's Dave. Dave Rave.
All right, this is the April Fool's Dave. Dave Rave. It's three Daves. It's myself, Dave Hammond from Spin. It's Dave Moore from Today FM. And it's Dave Duke from iRadio. And listener Hannah suggested a couple of days ago that at the end of every hour of this show, we should each pick a tune from David Guetta to kind of send off.
Makes perfect sense.
Now, good speaking woman, of Hannah. Send off, Dave Moore, you have to go because you're doing a show on Today FM.
I am. I'm about to go and do that now. So I think I will leave you with an unbelievable Dave Rave song from David Guetta. Actually, my favourite song from any of the three artists involved. It's my favourite David Guetta song, it's my favourite Ray song, and it's my favourite Joel Corry song.
Oh!
So, like, of all of their music, even Yes, Where's My Husband, I still prefer this. This is Bed, David Guetta, Ray, and Joel Corry together. I love every inch of this song.
This is your choice for Dave Rave, and I'm vibing.
Trifecta.
Thank you.
Illuminati. Perfect.
It's called Bed,
Dave
Joel Corry, Ray, and David Guetta.
Now. Come on!
Yep.
Let's go!
Joel Corry, Ray and David Guetta. It's called Bed. It's Dave Rave because it's April Fool's Day. Myself, Dave Hammond, Dave Moore from Today FM and Dave Duke from iRadio. Each hour we are picking a tune to kind of send off that hour, and that was Dave Moore's choice. Joel Corry, Ray and David Guetta. It's called Bed. Good choice. Dave Moore is now gone to do his own radio show on Today FM.
We've sent him off. No, we are joining him at 10 a.m. to play Music Master, which I don't know about you, Mr. Hammond. I am a little bit scared.
I am terrified. You can hear that on Today FM at 10 a.m. this morning.
But don't switch over because it's all about Spin.
Exactly. Right now it's all about Spin. And don't forget, we also have a couple of lines from Dave Moore just in the bank, ready to go at any point. Lines like,
get to the job.
Very famous Dave Moore saying.
Which will be very fitting anything we do.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's a great point, Dave Hammond and Dave Duke.
Thank you, Dave
Moore.
Mikey
never left at all.
And Dave Moore, what are your thoughts on giving money to charity?
Oh, I don't like that now very much, Dave.
Start it up. It's never been done before. It's never been done before. Is a world first.
We think.
A radio show. Presented by Three Daves.
It's April Fool's Dave on Spin.
Yeah, for all you that thought this was a joke, it's actually real. This is April Fool's Dave. Good morning, you're on Spin. It's 4 minutes past nine. Welcome to Wednesday and April 1st. The year is flying in. So, basically the whole premise of the show is April Fool's Dave. It's myself, Dave Hammond from Spin 103.8. It's Dave Moore from Today FM. And it's Dave Duke from iRadio. However, Dave Moore is gone to do a radio show on another station.
Boo!
Yeah, I agree. Not happy about that. Not happy about that. But
what
listen, it's
hell?
Myself and Dave Duke for the next hour. Hope you're okay with that. Someone who isn't okay with that is Cody. Cody's a girl.
Cody go on, said, Cody. Go on. Go on.
Three men talking about football. We were talking about football earlier on.
Yes.
He said, I'd hope there's going to be a Magic Mike section on the show for the ladies.
Is Cody saying three men talking about football isn't for women? Because women can support football as well. So maybe she has been self-sexist, pointing fingers at us.
Or
if she wants us to strip, you know, I'm a woman.
I don't know if it's a great idea to start calling our female texters sexist, but
self-sexist.
Self-sexist, yeah. Maybe
it's a new term.
Maybe we should give them what they want.
Cody, this is for you. I know you can't see anything right now, but you're just going to have to feel it out. Imagine a country boy in copper-faced jacks taking down their bootcut jeans and they're shaking their teddy-waddies. But in a consensual way, they're not really coming near you, but they are gyrating towards you. But it's okay, you can call security at any time. This is Magic Mike. Or should I say, Magic Dave's. Oh, Cody, oh, come here to us. We won't talk about the football. We'll talk about your feelings and planning the future together. How many kids do you want? Do you want to get married in a big castle? Are we going to have turkey and ham, or are we going to have bolivants? It's up to you, Cody, baby. Maybe you don't even swing my way. Is that enough for Cody, or like a...
That's enough for me. I'm done.
All right. That's what she said. Ayo!
April Fool's Dave.
It's April Fool's Dave. It's myself, Dave Hammond. It's Dave Moore from Today FM. And it's Dave Duke from iRadio. All doing a radio show for one day only. And we are calling it April Fool's Dave. Dave Moore had to go off and do his own radio show. So it's myself and Dave Duke for the next 48 minutes.
Don't worry, we're going to double, if not triple, the Daves. I hear you say for one day only, but part of me hopes that this continues forever and ever and ever. Why can't there be a radio show with three Daves Monday to Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. on Spin 103.8?
How long have you got?
Hey. What?
How long have you got? So many reasons.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say, oh, of course, Dave,
sorry,
we should go on
that.
Forever.
I would love that, but I do miss Emma and Fiona a little bit sometimes.
That is fair. They are excellent broadcasters and they should be rightfully reinstated in their positions when they want to be. We are having the Dave Rev at the end of every hour just to say goodbye to another hour of this wonderful April Fool's Dave. However, Jolene, sweet Caroline, hey there, Delilah, what do they all have in common?
Kind of country? I don't know.
They're all songs with people's names in it. You don't hear any Dave
Why did
anthems.
I not pick up on that?
You don't hear anyone saying, sweet Dave, Dave, Dave,
yes.
Dave, 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 because it just doesn't match.
Mm.
Whereas today, I have started to begin the process of making our own anthems, our own theme tunes, our own songs for the Daves that we are and the Daves in the world.
Fantastic. Okay, I've been wondering about this, like what the anthems were going to be. So it's things that we could use... And I kind of use as walking down the street almost as our own theme music.
Correct. I've also created us live stings. So it's a bit like an emote for us. So
an audible emote.
Yes. This is nice, short, sweet. You're walking down the street. You want to let people know that you're a Dave. You might potentially play something like this.
Dave.
Bit lounge, bit kitsch.
I love it. I feel like I'm getting cold. How are you?
How are you getting on?
How are you getting on? What's the story there?
There is an aura of that, isn't there?
I like just the first Dave.
Dave.
Oh. What? Hold on.
Dave.
You mightn't recognise it, but that is my voice under lot of heavy compression. It will become...
Dave.
You might hear it in the singing.
Okay.
It becomes more blatantly obvious once we get into the longer songs. There is also your outro or your intro if you want to really make a big impact.
I do.
This is short, but it hits heavy.
Call a Dave.
I love it.
So you know the way there's like Cash Machine.
Yeah.
Spin 103.8.
This is...
Call a Dave.
Call a Dave.
I love it so much.
Call a Dave.
That's excellent.
Call a Dave.
How did you make these?
Hey, I am an amateur bedroom producer of stings. I've never actually made a full song. I've got to a minute and a half is the longest you will get today. But my dream would be to represent Ireland at Eurovision.
I have followed...
But of course we have boycotted it for reasons we shall not go into on this Dave show.
I followed your career for many years. I have watched you shine. I've watched you go from nighttime radio to daytime radio to drive time radio to win awards. I've always been impressed by you. Nothing has impressed me as much as this.
Call a Dave.
And this.
Dave.
This is only the starter, fellow Dave.
Oh my God. Everything about it is wonderful. I'm loving it. So you have more.
I have. That was only the starter. Imagine this as a three course meal. Okay. Would you like to hear more?
Always.
Do you have time now to hear more?
I do.
I say we just go random selection. Just hit whatever feels right, fellow Dave.
If you want a job done, call a Dave. If you want a friendly ear, call a Dave. If you want a gentle lover, call a Call a Dave if you want no crack. Call a John Dave.
Sorry to the Johns listening. I just wanted a name that had a hard J impact, and John came to mind.
Fantastic.
Call a Dave.
Fantastic. I loved it. And you were right. This did become a bit more apparent.
There's actually a Eurovision style version of that that we might get to.
Ooh.
But by the random selection, see what you hit next and what
who
comes up.
Who will save you from yourself? A Dave. Who will lift you up when you're down? A Dave. Who will care when no one does? A Dave. Who will fight on your behalf? A Dave. Who will leave you satisfied? A Dave. Who will let you down all the time? Shane.
Once again, apologies to the Shanes. Just needed a name.
Somewhere listening, there is a woman who is currently having to choose between a guy called Dave and a guy called Shane. I think you've just made that choice.
Oh, I really hope that scenario has played out, because imagine how ecstatic that Dave will be for me sealing the deal.
Can I random select again?
Dave Hammond, please.
Oh, I'm excited.
Dave's our best boys. Dave's are the prettiest boys. Dave's are the smartest boys. Dave's are the happiest boys.
Gets better.
Dave's love their mothers. Dave's save puppies.
Yes.
Stand up for equal rights.
And they said there was nothing for women on this show. The Dave stand up for equal rights.
I feel like I'm listening to Austin Powers or something. It's fantastic. But I think I've only won more on the selection.
Oh, and you know what? Maybe we have peaked too soon. We can play it because it would be a shame for the world not to be able to hear this. But I'm just setting your expectations. I believe we have peaked with the Daves.
Mm-hmm.
So if this isn't up to scratch or this isn't up to the standard of the ones you heard, then you have been warned and it has been acknowledged.
Would you like a... Obviously, I know you work on a Dublin state or on a country station.
Yes.
Welcome to a Dublin station. We've a fellow dub who has texted in. His name is Kieran.
Okay, excellent. Would love to hear him.
Kieran says, this fella is absolutely class.
Actually. I don't believe it.
We got another text in. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is from Maggie. Dave would win Eurovision with these three.
Yes!
But again, Maggie, for reasons we will not...
We can't go into.
Boycotting.
There are reasons that I agree with, but I can't even state them. Because, you know, you don't want to be starting rows. You're only here for one day as a Dave.
So is this...
Hey, what do you think about them?
This is the last one.
No. This is the last one. This is, with Eurovision in mind, with dance music in mind... And I think this is where your favourite piece of audio comes from, the Call of Dave. I think this is it.
I'm excited.
Let's go.
Every Dave I know, he's a true hero. Got that sparkle in his eye, makes you wanna fly. Dave, he's just the best.
Trumpets.
Puts you to the test.
Oh, Dave, Dave, Dave. He's the man to save. Call a Dave.
Oh my God, it's like an Icelandic entry.
Yes,
it's
that's
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
In a nutshell.
It's so good.
We are the Icelandic radio show.
Shane texted.
Go on.
Cheers, Dave. Shane here. My girlfriend just left me for a Dave.
I make no apologies.
Call a Dave.
Morgan Seatree and Carla Monroe. Beat his jumping.
She will be better looked after by a Dave.
This is Spin 103. It's Dave and Dave with you because this is April Fool's Dave. It's where we're doing a radio show with three Daves. Dave Hammond from Spin, Dave Duke from iRadio, and Dave Moore from Today FM. However, Dave Moore is gone to do his own radio show.
Poor Dave.
But lucky for us, because we have €200 to give you every single day this week to spend with IKEA. We're reminding you that they're closer than you think, so whether you're shopping in store, using click and collect, or planning your dream kitchen or bedroom, there's loads of easy ways to shop this Easter. Plus, there's plenty happening in store at IKEA Ballymun, with fun events for the kids so the whole family can enjoy a day out. Kayla's on to play. How are you, Kayla?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Kayla, would you like to be made an honorary Dave?
I wouldn't mind.
You wouldn't mind. Okay, fantastic. It's over to Dave Moore with the power to do so.
Well, I think you'll be an honorary Dave today.
There you go. Thank you very much, Dave Moore. Congratulations, Kayla. You are now an honorary Dave, but for the sake of confusion, we will continue to call you Kayla. How are you this morning? What's the plan for the day?
I am on my way to work.
What do you do?
I work in a play centre with loads of kids.
Oh, very cool. That's nice. What have you got in the play centre that I would also enjoy? Probably everything. Do you have a ball pit?
We do.
Ah, I'm sold. I'm there. I'm on the way. It's class.
Sold to the ball pit.
Yeah, it's savage, Kayla. Okay, very good. And €200 all to spend with IKEA, potentially going to you. What would you spend it on?
Well, I'm currently doing my room for me and my son share the same room, and he wants a gamer room, so I have to get everything in.
Oh my God, that's adorable. So what? Yeah, so you're talking gaming chair, gaming desk?
Gaming chair, gaming desk.
What's his console of choice?
PlayStation.
The PlayStation, very good. Oh, yeah. Kayla, a fantastic man, fair play to you. Let's see if we can get you €200 to spend with IKEA. Basically, we're going to give you the birthplace of some famous Daves. So for example, Paris for David Guetta. And if you were David Attenborough, London. You basically have to tell us which one of those locations is closer to IKEA Ballymun, right? You have to get three correct in 30 seconds. Does that sound like something you could do?
I don't know, I'll try.
You got this, Kayla, you got this. We might give you a little nudge whenever you if you might need it. Kayla, the best of luck. Mr. Dave Duke is going to ask your locations. And you got 30 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
David Harbour was born in New York. David Letterman in Indianapolis. Which one is closer, New York or Indianapolis?
New York.
Spot on.
Craig David, born in Southampton. David Hasselhoff in Baltimore, very, very far away. Southampton or Baltimore, which one is closest?
Southampton.
Yes. Ohio, where Dave Grohl was born, or Rome? Davide from Love Island. Is Ohio or Rome closer to IKEA Ballymun?
Rome?
Kayla, an honorary Dave, congratulations. You got 3 out of 3 correct within the 30 seconds and you have won yourself €200 to spend with IKEA.
Thank you, that is brilliant.
You are so welcome. Have a fantastic day.
Thank
Kayla.
You.
Bye, Kayla.
Bye.
I'm so happy for her. I'm so buzzing for her. Go on, Kayla.
Go on.
Fair play to her. What an incredible person. All right, Noah Kahan, The Great Divide on Spin 103.8. Something that we do not support here. A divide. This is a united Dave Nation. That was just totally ad-libbed.
That was so good.
I know, thank you.
That was just a piece de resistance, a cherry on the top of the cake. We've been having a wonderful morning, a wonderful day from 7 a.m. and then you come out with that.
I'm really impressed with myself, to be honest. This is April Fool's Dave. It's where myself, Dave Hammond from Spin, and Dave Duke from iRadio, and Dave Moore from Today FM did a radio show. If you missed it, you can catch up on the podcast Fully Charged Recharge. We have had an awful lot of fun.
Dave Thrice.
Dave Moore obviously had to go at 9 o'clock to do his own radio show. So we just got him to record a couple of bits, like his laughter.
Unbelievable.
And then say something very agreeable there, Dave.
I like ham.
That's a great point, Dave Hammond and Dave Duke.
And maybe say
why
something.
Why is he laughing at the ham though?
Something bad.
Oh God. Why would you throw that to me?
Sorry,
so
my bad.
Many things. I kicked a dog.
Oh, I don't like that now very much, Dave.
No, he didn't. So, we will be on with Dave Moore on Today FM at around 10 o'clock doing his very own radio game, Music Master. We're very excited. But speaking of music, our listener called Hannah texted in a couple of days ago when we were talking about April Fool's Dave, and she said, why don't, for the last song of every show, of every hour, you do a rave, a Dave rave. So we thought, why don't we pick a David Guetta tune?
Of course.
And finish off that hour just to say goodbye to the hour and how wonderful it was. So I have gone for one of my all-time favourite songs ever. Not just from a David, but just in general. David Guetta and Sia.
Of course.
It is just the piece de resistance for, I think, this show. What it needs.
You've built and got stronger and stronger. Your inspirational words are now titanium. Well done, Dave.
Thank you. That's a pigeon. David Guetta and Sia, titanium.
Okay.
Spin 103.8.
Oi.
That is it. That was April Fool's Dave. A show with Dave Hammond from Spin. A show with Dave Moore from Today FM. And a show
with Dave Duke from iRadio. You may return each to your own radio stations. Thank you very much for joining me.
Great to be part of this. They said it couldn't be done, but we did it.
We did it. Michaela Daves is on the way next. An honorary day.
We did it, Dave. We did it, Dave.
And we'll be back as normal tomorrow, myself and Padraig at 7. Good luck.
That is Becky Hill with David Guetta on Today FM. There's a very important reason why I would have chosen a song by an artist called David, and I'll tell you about it now.
Music Master on Today FM.
It is a Music Master special on Today FM. I'm joined by two other Daves, two of the finest Daves this country has ever produced. Dave Duke from iRadio. Good morning.
Good Dave to you.
Nice. Dave Hammond from Spin 103.8, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for having me on Today FM.
You're very welcome, both of you. People will be familiar with you both because you both work on Today FM on occasion, so it's great to hear you back on the
It's weird being on this side of the desk.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
No control of buttons, no control of anything, no control of Music Master.
No control of your bells when this starts to happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Shannon.
Okay, so here's the thing. You and I, the three of us this morning, have already presented a radio show we did on Dave's Spin 103.8 breakfast show. We took over, we did April Fool's Dave, the three of us, all there together. Now, I had to leave an hour early. Sorry about
that. But still, I appreciate you coming on and I hope you enjoyed it.
I did. I had an absolutely amazing time. I'm pretty tired now, I'll be honest with you. You know, I've done
one and a half radio shows.
Yeah, another half to go. So you're going to help me out here by playing Music Master. But listeners, my dear listeners, you can still win. So there are a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones on offer, plus a pair of tickets to go and see this fella.
Because I'm not ready to find out you know. Hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. I swear to God I'll survive.
I love Harry Styles.
1 point.
It's annoying his name isn't Dave, but it is Lewis Capaldi we're giving away tickets to. He's playing Marley Park and he is playing Thomond Park. We'll give you tickets to go along to one of the gigs during June in the summer. You can win that. That's the prize, along with a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones.
Wow.
They are very class. They're wireless. They're Bluetooth. They're over ear.
I also don't think they're in the office because I've never seen them. So I think they must come from an external office.
I got the initial kind of how are these prototype pair. And now they have a new one with a little kind of white pinstripe.
Which you don't have.
Don't have them.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Not even Shocking. Dave Moore
so
has these headphones.
So exclusive, you don't even have them.
Exactly. If you don't win today, you will still get something. You always get something on Music Master. You get a Dave Moore mug.
Oh, savage.
Yeah,
I already have one of them in my house, actually.
There you go. See, they're
every time I open
exclusive.
A cabinet, there he is. Yeah.
So the way you're going to win today is by choosing which one of these two Daves you think will emerge victorious.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So no. You will either be Team Dave D, which is Dave Duke, or Team Dave H, which is Dave Hammond. You must decide now. Because when we start the quiz, obviously it's too late. So get texting on 087-4100-102. Team Dave D, Team Dave H. Make your call. Make your decision. Put your faith in one of these Daves. I mean, will it be Dave H?
Hello.
Will it be Dave D?
Don't.
He's not confident.
Do you know the way people might sometimes fight their own corner? Yeah. I would like to fight Dave Duke's corner here.
I would like to refute those allegations that I would know anything on Music
Dave
Master.
Duke's gonna be fantastic.
I think Dave H is your man, David Hammond.
Let's talk about this. First of all, has either of you heard this before?
Yes. I've heard Music Master. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Of course.
Second thing is then, like Dave Duke, how would you usually fare if you were just kind of listening along, driving in the car, doing whatever? Like, would you?
Good, but it is that fable. Hey, I'm good on it, but you don't know until you actually play.
That's true. You're on the radio now, says you.
I am.
You know, Dave Hammond. Obviously, you're still kind of in work mode, maybe a just post-show come down.
Yeah.
I presume Music Masters, you turn that on and have a good laugh.
We do a quiz on our show right in the morning. And when a listener comes on and maybe doesn't do amazingly well, I say, listen, it's just the real pressure of radio. I am feeling that for the very first time.
If you want adrenaline, you should come play this game because my heart is pumping.
Well, get your hearts pumping, get your brains working, get your musical knowledge to the forefront. Here we go. First question for Dave H. I'll write your name down. Dave T.
Do you know what's going to be the worst? Is when the answer I'm giving is I don't know. I won't even have...
I'm going to know your question, but I'm not going to go know my
I'm
own.
I'm going to guess yours.
Go on, Dave.
Dave H. Who is the lead singer of the Foo Fighters?
Dave Grohl.
Correct.
knew that question.
So did I, thank God.
I knew that question.
Dave D.
Yes.
David Gilmour is the guitarist of which classic rock band?
Whatever I say is going to be embarrassing.
Well, not necessarily.
If it helps, I don't know the answer.
You could get it right.
Can I have the question again,
yes,
please?
David Gilmour is the guitarist of which classic rock band?
I look out to the office for anyone to give me an answer, but they all just wave and smile and nod like the penguins out of Madagascar. I am going to say Metallica.
Pink Floyd.
Oh.
That's the correct answer. Now it's the audio round. This is amazing. You're so lucky. You get to have Dave's humming audio round, which is me humming songs. What you need to do is work out what the song is. Artist and title, please.
Okay.
Based on the Dave H, this is for you. Based on this humming. It tickled Dave D. Anyway, Dave H was concentrating.
I was trying to concentrate, and then I just thought, that was fantastic.
Thanks.
That was good.
Thanks, yeah. It's hard to hum with your mouth or sing with your mouth closed.
Would you hate me if I asked you to play it again?
No. Break the rules for you. You're just going to get it once.
Oh my God. Is it Foo Fighters? And is it... It's not There Goes My Hero. I'm going to say Hero. There Goes My Hero.
That's wrong. Dave, do you just have interest? Would you know what it is?
U2, With or Without You?
It is U2, With or Without You, yes.
God!
And why...
Do I get a point?
No, you don't. No. But in a game of Double Dave Music Master, why would U2, With or Without You, be an acceptable Dave-related question?
Because one of the lads is called... Or is it Paul David Hewson? No.
Oh, that's true, but also that's not why. But you were onto the first one, I think, when you were going to say one of the lads. Yeah, so The Edge.
The Edge is Dave.
Dave Evans.
Good man, Dave.
Thank you, The Edge.
Okay, yeah, but where was he from 7 to 10 this morning when you needed him?
I'm going to hum for you now. Again, this is Dave D. What is this?
I moved around in my chair so much.
Sure I know how that was helping you, but
I know that song. Like David Hammond, may I request it one more time that the rules
only,
are broken?
Only because he did, and I gave it to him. I will give it to you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, second time round.
Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
No.
Oh, thank God.
It is Wild Youth and Making Me Dance. And the lead singer of Wild Youth is
Connor.
Dave Whelan.
Oh. There is a Connor though, right?
There is a Connor. Yeah. Guys, have you not picked up on the thing
Did
yet?
Did we just forget that this is a Dave special?
In fairness, what was the answer to the first question?
Yeah, I understand
Dave
that.
Dave Grohl. Second question, David Gilmour. Third question, Dave the Evans.
We're sorry.
He's like the bold child in the corner. Connor. I'm not sorry. I did not know The Edge was called David.
We were given the keys and we couldn't find the lock.
Yeah.
Question for you, Dave H. David Bowie said we could be what just for one day?
We could be heroes just for one day.
That was an easy question.
Dave D, maybe this is
easy. I'm getting all the hard ones.
Who's the man behind hits like Babylon and Please Forgive Me?
Come on.
Mr. Gray, David Gray.
Hell David Gray. Yeah.
Are you seeing the pattern yet?
Yes, we got you, we got you.
Guess the artist round now. I'm going to give you three clues
Jonathan.
On the identity of an artist. I'm expecting a Jonathan. Three clues of the identity of an artist. I'll give you the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. You will have 10 seconds to tell me who it is and no more. Dave H, you're up first. The year is 1981. The place is Southampton. And the lyric is, took her for a drink on Tuesday.
That is a one Craig David.
Doesn't even need the 10 seconds. He's spot on. Dave D.
I learned that Craig David was born in Southampton about 45 minutes ago.
Oh, right. Wow. That's helpful. Dave D, three clues, 10 seconds.
Thank you.
The year is 1998. The place is Brixton. The lyric is, the man dem too inconsiderate, five-star hotel smoking cigarette.
Dave?
Yes. All he had to do was say his own name.
Man, them too inconsiderate.
Man, them too
inconsiderate. Put 9 gallon of Sprit up. Anyway, that's a great song.
I listened to it on the way to work this morning.
Final question for Dave Hammond. Psycho Killer was a mega hit for Talking Heads. Who is their lead singer?
Dave.
Full stop.
Talking Heads. Dave Wentz.
Dave Wentz is incorrect. The correct answer was David Byrne. Now, let me give you the lie of the land here, boys. Anyone who voted Team Dave H, you guys have got 3 points. Anyone who voted Team Dave D, you guys have got 2 points.
Oh.
So Dave D, get this one right and we go to a double Dave tiebreaker.
Oh my God.
Get it wrong and you hand the victory to Team Dave H. The final question for you is, David Lee Roth was the lead singer of which iconic Jump performing band? Rock band, Jump.
Jump. I don't know if I have a clue.
Sure, throw us any rock band.
Van Halen.
Van Halen. Remarkably. Is the correct answer. And he ties it up with 3 apiece.
Where did you pull that out of?
I knew the song. I know. Jump. Da,
da, da. Might as well jump. Jump.
Just had to go through some files in my head and get to the back of it.
I got there.
Well done.
Here's the difficulty with a tiebreaker round. The way the tiebreaker round works on Music Master is you shout your name when you know the answer. Obviously, that's not going to work because you're both called Dave. So I'm going to request middle names.
Okay.
What is your middle name, Dave Hammond?
As in my confirmation name or the one?
No, no, the one you were given at birth.
Andrew.
Okay, so let's have a test of that. Let me hear an Andrew.
Andrew.
Dave Duke.
Anthony.
Oh my God, they've been more similar.
My confirmation name is Shay after Shay Given. Would that help?
No, we'll stick with the complicated one.
Okay.
My middle name is Zachary, the opposite end of this alphabet. And actually, if my mam wasn't a chicken, you listen now, Moira? This whole day wouldn't have happened. Because I was supposed to be named Zachary David. And she chickened out when the midwife came around. She went, David Zachary. And here I am as a Dave.
Sorry, Zachary. Thank you, David. Dave is the coolest name I've ever heard.
Like, imagine, that's a pop star right there. Zachary David.
That's amazing.
Live on stage. Anyway,
but we wouldn't have Zachary today without your mother.
Exactly, it's worth it. Thank you, Myra. Okay, so I want to hear an Andrew and an Anthony. It's so difficult.
Anthony.
I'm just going to scooch my chair over and shake his hand for best luck.
Oh, wow. This is very, very sporting of you. You must say your middle name, not your answer.
I'm going to even mess that up.
Mr. Davies was the lead guitarist in the Kinks. What was his first name?
Andrew. Was it Edgar?
No.
Didn't play for Juventus, no?
Anthony. Jonathan.
I mean, I don't want to say you two guys are idiots. Is the recurring theme
David,
in this
is it
game?
David Davids? Andrew, David
yes,
Davids.
His name is Dave Davids. It was always going to be Dave. Dave H, you are today's winner. I mean, talk about stumbling over the finish line. But
I can only apologise.
Edgar, and what did you say?
Jonathan.
I can't even remember.
Yeah. Not Dave. Neither of you thought I'll say Dave.
David Davies is a bizarre name. It's more bizarre than Zachary David.
Dave H, you are today's winner. Stephen in Dublin, give him a round of applause.
Well done, Stephen.
Stephen gets his hands on a pair of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones and a pair of tickets to go and see Lewis Capaldi.
You're welcome. Dave, what's his name? Stephen?
Stephen.
Stephen, you are Stephen welcome. An honorary Dave.
Before anyone plays this game, or anyone before laughs at me,
sure.
I say, put yourself forward and play this game.
He's right. Step up and do it.
Do it for the adrenaline
if
alone.
You think you can be better from these two Daves? You want to empty your adrenal glands on a random Thursday tomorrow?
What is the word they have to send to 0874100102?
Music Master.
Music Master to 0874100102. If I can do it, you can do it.
Can we come on again?
Do you know what? I think so. I think we need a rematch.
Yes.
It was very close. It went to tiebreaker.
April 1st, 2027. We'll be here.
And next time, none of the questions will be Dave. And that will probably suit you better.
That actually would be, yeah.
Boys, thank you very much for coming in today and playing. Thank you for this morning. Great fun all together. April Fool's Day. Great crack. Here's C-Matt on Today FM.
Music Master with Dave Moore on Today FM.